is Senator Al Simpson. Now is the critical time to join together hand in hand and support our brave troops fighting in the Persian Gulf. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, unless one is completely void of national pride and a love of freedom, I hope everyone will find a way to say thanks to our fine troops who are tackling Saddam Hussein. After all, these young men and women are putting their very lives on the line to bring a dangerous tyrant to justice and secure lasting peace in a region that has seen precious little of it. Nobody wanted war, Ted, Republican or Democrat. But there are times when nations who are founded upon liberty and faith in God must confront those who threaten it. Hussein had to be stopped in his tracks. Anyone who reads the Amnesty International report on human rights violations in Kuwait would surely agree. And it's so clear now that economic sanctions were only letting Saddam borrow more time to dig his troops even deeper in the sand and inflict more pain on the entire world.
Al, all of us hope the war ends quickly with as few casualties as possible. Perhaps a way can still be found to stop the killing without a long, costly ground war. Now that the war is on, all of us support the courageous men and women in our armed forces. Our hopes and prayers are with them, and our hearts go out to their families. One of the best ways to demonstrate that support is to work harder to build a stronger and fairer society here at home, true to the ideals they're fighting for. You and I disagree about the policy that took us into this war in the first place. In fact, you were one of the worst offenders, cozying up to Saddam Hussein last April on your notorious junket to Iraq. You told Saddam his only real difficulty was a PR problem with the press. You really should stop dabbling in foreign policy, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's State of the Union address. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.